Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Desmond Meade. I am the Executive Director of Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, and I also served as the chair for the sponsoring committee, Floridians for a Fair Democracy. I'm here because I really want to talk about how we fundamentally oppose this bill, but we are hopeful for what we're seeing now, what we've just heard from the different amendments, and we think it is definitely a step in the right direction. But we are fundamentally opposed to the bill, and here's why. For over 20 years, you've had colleagues in both the House and in the Senate introduce legislation to address this issue. And the Florida House, the Florida Senate, refused to address this issue. Year after year after year, your colleagues have introduced bills to address felon disenfranchisement, to address expanding democracy as it relates to felons, and the Florida legislature refused to act. In fact, what they did was that they refused to even pick up the ball, and they walked away from the field. They walked away from people like me who served our time, and all we wanted to do was just be a part of this democracy again. All we wanted to do was move on with their lives, but the Florida legislature ignored our cries, ignored the cries of our family for years and years and years and years. And eventually, we the people decided that we wanted to stand on our own. We wanted to do something that the Florida legislature refused to do. And we picked that ball up. We the people did. People from all walks of life, from all political persuasions, from all racial backgrounds came together as one, and we carried that ball across the finish line in November of 2018. And now after we've carried that ball, the legislature wants to insert itself into something that we did on our own without any help from any member of the legislature. Now, we had some people on the Senate side that had stood up and represented us and supported the amendment for, but as a body, the Florida legislature had more than enough time. When we put the ballot in circulation in October of 2014, so for over 4 years, the Florida legislature had an opportunity to weigh in on the language, to come up with something better, to introduce legislation or some kind of joint resolution to put something else on the ballot. They refused to do so. When we appeared before the Florida Supreme Court, the Florida Supreme Court sent out notice to all to give every person the opportunity to weigh in on their thoughts about the language, their thoughts about whether or not it should move forward. And then once again, there was silence. No one stood up against it. No one spoke out at the Florida Supreme Court and said there's something wrong with that language. It needs clarification. It's confusing to the voting. No one said anything. No organization and no person from the House or the Senate. They had an opportunity again when we got this on the ballot. And for months, we had volunteers and people from all walks of life that came together, that forgot about partisan differences, that forgot about racial differences. And they came together and they pushed Amendment 4 across the finish line. I'm thinking about if a homeless family, a homeless man and his family is out there on the streets, homeless, and the Florida legislature for years have walked past and not done anything about it. And then when that man finally got together with we the people and built the house for him and his family, now the legislature want to come in his house and rearrange his furniture. There is something wrong with that. It's a much bigger picture than arguing over little nuances. What we're talking about is what I was always taught in public schools about what democracy really stands for. That when the legislature refused to act, we the people took the only recourse that we had, and we participated in the second most important display of democracy when we came together. And that is what we hold on to. On November 7th, we seen over 5.1 million votes, and there were votes that were not based on fear or hate. There were votes that were not based on partisan politics. There were votes that was based on love, forgiveness, and redemption. That we the people proved that we can put people over politics. We the people proved that in spite of our differences, we can come together for our fellow man. For the families that's suffering, for people like me that's out in the audience that have done our time and we just want to move on. What we're facing here is, why can't our legislature do the same? Why can't we look beyond the partisan politics? Why can't we stop that partisan drumbeat from drowning out the voices of the people? That's the question. Because at the end of the day, we did the work, we carried the ball, and we crossed the finish line.
Thank you for your presentation. All right, senators, we have a time certain on this vote, in 1 minute.